Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, millions of Americans delayed medical appointments, causing a major decline in cancer screenings, diagnosis, and treatment. The Community Oncology Alliance states that in 2020, there was an 85% decline in breast cancer screenings and a 75% decline in colon cancer screenings. They're partnering with Cancer Care to launch Time to Screen, a campaign to encourage adults to schedule screenings they may have missed. On the line to tell us more is Dr. Ravi Rao, an oncologist and hematologist at California Cancer Associates for Research and Excellence and Community Oncology Alliance board member. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you for having me on the show.
Dr. Rao, why did so many people delay their cancer screenings during the pandemic?
Well, you know, this is such an important topic. We've been dealing with this for the last year, and I have been finding patients recently who have been diagnosed having missed the screening last year, and I ask them, okay, so what happened? And I get a variety of answers. And, you know, some of these are very legitimate problems and some are perceived problems. So the first problem I think people have had is that the risk of COVID, which is significant, sometimes patients don't have a sense as to how to look at the risks and benefits of staying at home versus going and getting that lump checked out, for example. So people are so scared of going out that they don't go out even if they feel something. So if you have a mammogram that is scheduled and you think it's not, you don't feel a lump, well, you're less likely to go out. In fact, I had a patient who had a broken hip. She stayed at home for a week because she was afraid of going out because of COVID. Now, that's not cancer, but that same principle applied to so many patients. Some of them were scared of going out. Some did not have transportation. Some of them had concerns about whether insurance would pick it up because they were on the verge of losing their job. I had patients who actually called, and unfortunately, the physician's offices were on lockdown or it was telemedicine. Colonoscopies got delayed because we had a massive shortage of PPE last year. I don't know how many people remember this, but if you were trying to buy a mask in May of 2020, good luck to you. You know, our office had to order masks and gloves on eBay from Hong Kong. So if you had a colonoscopy scheduled in May, June of last year, very likely the gastroenterologist had canceled it. So I think this sort of, you know, covers the broad, more common reasons why people did not get screened.
So how are doctors' offices, medical centers, and screening facilities working to keep their staff and patients protected now?
Well, right now, I think everyone is extremely cautious. We are following CDC guidelines. You know, we have, for example, in our office, I can give you a personal example. We used to allow a patient to bring in multiple family members. Now it is only the patient alone with one extra member in case they need help. So we are doing social distancing in our office. We have removed a lot of the chairs that we had in our waiting room. Everyone is required to be masked. We clean the rooms between each patient visit. So it's taken us a lot of extra effort to make sure that we are safe and also to make sure patients know and can see that they are safe.
And how can people find out about local screening options?
Firstly, the program that COA is running is a wonderful program. You should be able to find the website to Cancer Care. Also, I think a simple thing is just call your primary doctor again and say, you know, I've not had my mammogram, I've not had my colonoscopy, can we get back on track? Because I can tell you that there's such a huge backlog that unless you call and make an appointment, it might not happen. So if you just follow what normally works for you, that's a very good way of getting there. Otherwise, the cancer care program that you mentioned is a very good resource. Their website has links to local resources you can get to.
And give us that website again, please.
TimeToScreen.org. So TimeToScreen.org. You can also call 1-855-53-SCREEN, S-C-R-E-E-N.
And tell us about the Community Oncology Alliance.
So the Community Oncology Alliance, or COA, as we call it affectionately, is an organization that links together community oncologists like myself around the country. So if you look at any professional organization, for example, in oncology, most of the organizations are scientifically based. They are based upon doing research and presentations for research and doing, you know, encouraging junior faculty. But what we found in oncology is that there is no organization that deals with the problems faced by community oncologists who are not academic oncologists and provide high-level care and for their patients. So we have formed this organization that connects people together from different communities and deals with the care of oncology patients in your local town or your local village, or if you're 100 miles from UCSF or UCLA, well, your care is happening through a COA member site. And so we have gotten together and have identified things that we need to do for our patients, for our practices, and we do this. This is a perfect example. Time to Screen, if you look at the national organizations for oncology, they have lobbied Congress and they've done things for the big picture, but no one has gotten their boots on the ground like we have.
I've been speaking with Dr. Ravi Rao, an oncologist and hematologist at California Cancer Associates for Research and Excellence. He's also a board member with the Community Oncology Alliance. Is there anything else you want us to know?
Well, I need everyone who's listening to know that we have resources. I think people have let go of multiple health issues, both mental and physical, during the COVID pandemic. But life goes on. While we deal with the COVID pandemic, you have to take care of your health and go back to your primary care doctor, take care of your health. If there's an oncology-related issue in the background, please do not ignore it. I cannot emphasize enough that if you catch a cancer early, it is treatable and maybe curable. If you catch it late, it's not. I've had at least 5 patient deaths in the last 6 months in situations where I'm pretty sure the patient could have been diagnosed a year earlier and their outcome would have been very different. So let's not make mistakes over and over again.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and here's to continued health.
Thank you, Vicky. Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.